الثانية أن تعلم أن التدبير منك لنفسك جهل منك لحزن النظر لها، فإن المؤمن قد علم أنه إذا ترك التدبير مع الله كان له بحسن التدبير منه، لقوله تعالى: ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. فصار التدبير في إسقاط التدبير والنظر للنفس ترك النظر لها. فافهم هاهنا قوله تعالى: وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها. فباب التدبير من الله لك هو إسقاط التدبير منك لنفسك.
Second cause. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Second cause that you understand that your tadbir for yourself implies your ignorance of what is best for it. For the believer knows that if he leaves the tadbir to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will be for him by his excellent management. Whoever relies on Allah, he is enough for him. Surah 65 verse 3. After this understanding, you plan to stop planning, and your looking after the good of yourself lies not in looking after it. Understand from this saying from Allah: enter the house by their doors. Surah 2, 189. For the door to the tadbir of Allah for you is the seizing of your tadbir for yourself.
Now, this, if one is not used to the thinking, it may be a bit complicated. So I'll try just to go back to make sure it's well understood. What he's saying is that فصار التدبير في إسقاط التدبير. The tadbir, the actual tadbir, is by dropping tadbir, because that is a door by which one enters into his managing for oneself. فَفْهَمْ هُنَالِكَ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى. So understand from this the word of Allah. Going to the houses through their doors. Going to the houses through their doors is commonly quoted as meaning take the proper means. So what are the proper means in this case? فَبَابُ التَّدْبِيرِ مِنَ اللَّهِ لَكَ هُوَ إِسْقَاطُ التَّدْبِيرِ مِنْكَ لِنَفْسِكَ. The door to entering into his management is to drop your own management. Now you have to drop the reins so that he will take the reins. And that is the measure to take from your side, is to drop your self-management. فَتُّ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. Go into the houses by their doors. And what is the doors? What is the means that we have to take? The means is to drop the means, is to drop the self-management and leave it to him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Second cause, that you understand that your tadbir for yourself implies your ignorance of what is best for it. For the believer knows that if he leaves the tadbir to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will be for him by his excellent management. Whoever relies on Allah, he is enough for him. Surah 65 verse 3. After this understanding, you plan to stop planning, and your looking after the good of yourself lies not in looking after it. Understand from this saying from Allah: enter the house by their doors. Surah 2, 189. For the door to the tadbir of Allah for you is the seizing of your tadbir for yourself.
This, if one is not used to the thinking, it may be a bit complicated. So I'll try just to go back to make sure it's well understood. What he's saying is that فصار التدبير في إسقاط التدبير. The tadbir, the actual tadbir, is by dropping tadbir, because that is a door by which one enters into his managing for oneself. فصار التدبير بإسقاط التدبير. The actual tadbir is in dropping self-management so that he will do the management. والنظر للنفس ترك النظر. And to take care of oneself is to leave taking care, not to stop taking care of oneself. فافهموا ذلك قوله تعالى. So understand from this the word of Allah. Open the get go into the houses through their doors. Go into the houses through their doors is commonly quoted as meaning take the proper means. So what are the proper means in this case? فباب التدبير من الله لك هو إسقاط التدبير منك لنفسك. The door to entering into his management is to drop your own management. Like you have to drop the reins so that he will take the reins. And that is the measure to take from your side is to drop your self-management. فَاتُّ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. Go into the houses by their doors. And what is the doors? What is the means that we have to take? The means is to drop the means, is to drop the self-management and leave it to him. Then comes the third point, الثالث والثالث علمك بأن القدر لا يجري على حسب تدبيرك بل أكثر ما يكون ما لا تدبر وأقل ما يكون ما أنت له مدبرا والعاقل لا يبني بناء على غير قرار. Most of the things that happen don't happen because you manage them. Most of the things happen without even your management. And the one who wants to build a house, he wants to build it on a firm foundation. فَالْعَاقِلُ لَا يَبْنِي بِنَاءً عَلَى غَيْرِ قَرَارٍ فَمَتَّى تَتِمُّ فمتى تتم مبانيك والأقدار تهدمها وعن التمام تصدها. So when will your house will be finished building, when the Qadr is tearing down everything you are building and stopping it from being completed. And then he quotes a line of poetry. متى يبلغ البنيان يوما تمامه إذا كنت When will ever your building come to completion? When you are building and somebody else is tearing it down. وَإِذَا كَانَ التَّدْبِيرُ يَجْرِي عَلَى خِلَافِ مَا تُدَبِّرُ فَمَا فَائِدَةُ تَدْبِيرٍ لَا تَنْصُرُهُ الْأَقْدَارُ. So if you plan something and then the Qadr goes against you, then you will have no there will be no use in your managing. وإنما ينبغي أن يكون التدبير لمن بيده أزمن المقادير ولذلك قيل management should only be in who governs the decrees. And then he quotes another piece of poetry. ولما رأيت القضاء جاريا بلا شك فيه ولا مريبه توكلت حقا على خالقي وألقيت نفسي مع الجارية. Well, I'll leave this to the translator, inshallah ta'ala. تفضل.
Then we come to the third cause. Your knowledge that what happens by fate does not happen by or according to what you intend or decide, and that most of what occurs does so without your tadbir, and little of what you plan actually takes place. The intelligent person does not build his house on a shaky ground. Tell me, when will your house be completed, and all the while the decrees destroy it? As the poet said, when will the day come when the building reaches its completion? If you build it and another than you destroys it. And if the tadbir is from you and the decree goes against what you decide and plan, then what is the benefit of tadbir which the decrees do not support? It is more befitting that the tadbir be with the one in whose hands are the reins of fate, as the poet said, when I saw the fate proceeding on its course, without doubt in it, and without suspicion, I rely truthfully upon my Creator and cast myself with the flow of the decree.
And that was the poetry. ولما رأيت القضاء جاريا بلا شك فيه ولا مريبة توقي وألقيت نفسي مع الجارية. That was number three. And then number four. الرابع علمك بأن الله تعالى هو المتولى لتدبير ملكته غلوها وسفلها وغيبها وشهادتها. The fourth is your knowledge that Allah is in charge of managing His kingdom, what is high and what is low of it, and what is hidden and what is obvious. وَكَمَا سَلَّمْتَ لَهُ تَدْبِيرَهُ فِي عَرْشِهِ وَكُرْسِيِّهِ وَأَرْضِهِ فَسَلِّمْ لَهُ تدبيره في له في جوارك إلى هذه العوالم. And just as you submit to him the organization of the kursi, of the arsh and the kursi, and of heavens and earth, in the same way you should assign to him the management of your neighborhood in this universe. فإن نسبة جوارك إلى هذه العوالم نسبة توجب تلاشيك, because your place or your dependence in this universe is such that it necessitates your being nothing, you amount to nothing. كما أن نسبة السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع بالنسبة إلى الكرسي كحلقة ملقاة في فلات من الأرض. Just as the seven heavens and the seven earths in relationship to the kursi is like a small ring cast in the desert. These are hadith actually that are quoted frequently in the Aqidah when they speak about the arsh and the kursi. The arsh in relation to the kursi is like the, what did he say here, the Sayyidina Muhammad. You are in relation to the heavens and earth like a small ring. والكرسي والسماوات السبع والأرضون والسبع بالنسبة إلى العرش كالحلقة الملقاة في فلات من الأرض. And in the same way, the universe and the kursi in respect to the arsh is like a small ring cast into a big desert. فماذا عسى أن تكون أنت في ملك في ملك في ملكته في ملكته. So what could possibly be your significance in his kingdom? فاهتمامك بأمر نفسك وتدبيرك لها جهل منك بالله. So when you try to manage yourself, it expresses your ignorance of the reality of Allah. بل الأمر كما قال سبحانه وتعالى فما قدر الله حق قدره. As he says in the ayah, they have not given Allah a proper estimate. فلو أن العبد عرف ربه لاستحى أن يدبر معه. If the servant really knew his Lord, then he would be ashamed of organizing things himself. ولا قذف بك في بحر التدبير إلا حجبتك عن الله. The only thing that throws you into the ocean of self-management is because you are veiled from Allah. لأن الموقنين لما كشف عن بصائر قلوبهم شهدوا أنفسهم مدبرين لا مدبرين مصرفين لا مصرفين ومحركين لا محركين. Because those who have yaqeen, the people of yaqeen, of absolute conviction, when Allah takes away the veil from their hearts, they see themselves as being managed, not as the managers, as being disposed of, not those disposing, and as being moved, not as those moving themselves. وكذلك عمار الصفيح الأعلى مشاهدون لظهور القدائر مشاهدون لظهور القدرة ونفوذ الإرادة وتعلق القدرة بمقدورها والإرادة بمرادها. And in the same way, those people, those who are the inhabitants of the highest levels, referring to the angels, I think, who are witnessing how everything depends on his will and everything depends on how he has on his decree. وَالْأَسْبَابُ مَعْزُولَةٌ فِي مَشَادَتِهِمْ. And when they see how everything is working, then the asbab are cut off in, that's what they see. They see that the asbab are just something that appears to cause things when in reality it is Allah who causes everything. Well, asbabu ma'zulatun, the asbab, the things, the akan, what is it called, the means that you take, they are cut off, they don't have any real influence on what is actually happening. Well, asbabu ma'zulatun fi mashhadihim, what they see is that the asbab are no longer, are not effective, because they are seeing the action of Allah. فَلِذَلِكَ طَهَرُوا مِنَ الدَّعْوَ لِمَا هُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ وُدُودِ الْمُعَيَّنَةِ وَالسُّبُوتِ الْمُوَاجَهَةِ. And because of that, they are free from every claim to be doing something alongside with Allah or at his level. فَلِذَلِكَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. We will remain as the last inheritor of the earth and they will be brought back to us. فَفِي هَذِهِ تَزْكِيَةٌ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ وَإِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ مُدَّعِينَ لِمَا خَوَّلَهُمْ وَلَا مُنْتَسِبِينَ لِمَا نَسَبَ إِلَيْهِمْ. In this verse, there is a proof, or there is a freeing of the angels from any claim that they be somehow involved in the actions that he assigns to them. إذ لو كان كذلك لقال إنا نحن نورث الأرض والسماء. Because otherwise, if the angels had the same disease of people of claiming to be the authors of their own actions that Allah has assigned to them, then Allah would have said, then we would have seen the ayah as we are the inheritors of the earth and the heavens, but he mentioned only the earth. بل نسبتهم إليه وهيبتهم وولههم له من عظمته منعهم أن يركبوا لشيء دونه.
But the angels, their relation to him and their awe of him and their being the love madness in relation to his greatness prevents them from going anywhere on their own without him.
فَكَمَا سَلَّمْتَ لِلَّهِ تَدْبِيرَهُ فِي سَمَائِهِ وَأَرْضِهِ فَسَلِّمْ لَهُ تَدْبِيرَهُ فِي وُجُودِكَ.
So as you have left to him the organization of the universe, then leave also to him the organization of your own existence.
لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ.
Because the creation of the universe is greater than the creation of human beings.
Fourth cause. You acknowledge that Allah is in full charge of managing His kingdom, its high parts and low parts, its hidden parts and manifest parts. And just As you submit to him his tadbir on the throne, footstool, heavens and earth, then similarly submit to him his control of your existence in these worlds. For the relation of your existence in comparison with these tremendous worlds necessarily mandates your diminishing and disappearing. Just as the relation of the seven heavens and seven earths in comparison with a footstool is as a ring flung in the vast desert, and the footstool, seven heavens and seven earths are in relation to the divine throne as a ring flung in the vast desert. So what are you in his vast kingdom? Therefore, your anxious concern with yourself and your tadbir for it is in ignorance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said. They did not measure Allah with his true measure. 691. That means they did not know Allah as he should be known. Had the servant known his Lord, he would have shied away from tadbir with him. And nothing casts you into the sea of tadbir except that it veils you from Allah. Because the people of certainty, when the faculties of insight in their hearts were unveiled, saw themselves already managed, not managing, and controlled, not controlling, and moved, not moving. Also, those in the highest assembly of archangels and prophets and saints witness the direct manifestation of the decree and the enactment of the divine will. For them, the decree is directly attached to the decreed, and the divine will to the willed, and the secondary causes, asbab, are removed from their sight. Because of this, they have been purified from pretension and making claims due to what they are in of the existence of providential divine care and the establishment of face-to-face communion. Because of that, he said, it is we who inherit the earth and what is upon it, and to us do they all return. Inna nahnu nurithul arda wa man alayha wa ilayna yurja'un. In that is a purification for the angels from the stain of any selfish notion, and an indication that they do not claim for themselves what Allah has given them, and do not refer to themselves what He has attached to them of greatness. If it had not been so, he would have said, it is we who inherit the earth and the heaven. But their connection to him and their awe of him and their infatuation with his immensity prevents them from leaning towards any other than him. So just as you surrender the management of heaven and earth to him, surrender the management of your existence to him. The creation of the heavens and the earth is greater than the creation of the people. لَخَلْقُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. آمين.
الخامس, the fifth one, علمك بأنك ملك لله وليس لك تدبير ما هو لغيرك. Knowing that you are owned by Allah and you cannot manage something that is not yours. فَمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ مِلْكُهُ لَيْسَ لَكَ تَدْبِيرُهُ وَإِذَا كُنْتَ أَيُّهَا الْعَبْدُ لَا تُنَازِعُ فِيمَا تَمْلِكُ وَلَا مِلْكَ لَكَ إلا بتمليكه إياه، وليس لك ملك حقيقي، وإنما هي نسبة شرعية أوجبت الملك لك من غير شيء قائم بوصفك تستوجب به أن تكون مالكا. فأن لا تنازع الله فيما يملكه أولى وأحرى. Knowing that you don't have and you don't own anything in yourself, you don't have the characteristics of owning anything. All you have is things that he has given you, he has committed to you, or assigned to you in a Shari'i manner for you to use, but it actually belongs to him, so you don't have any true right of managing things in your life. The life is something that he has only given you, assigned to you. It's not yours, really. So it is not appropriate for you that you should manage things in that property that is not yours. فأن لا تنازع الله فيما يملكه أولى وأحرى. So it's more appropriate for you not to manage there. لا سيما وقد قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Especially when we know that Allah has said that Allah has bought from the believers their souls and their properties in exchange for Jannah. فَلَا يَنْبَغِي لِعَبْدٍ بَعْدَ الْمُبَايَعَةِ تَدْبِيرُ مَا لَا مُنَازَعَةَ عفواً. فَلَا يَنْبَغِي لِعَبْدٍ بَعْدَ الْمُبَايَعَةِ تَدْبِيرٌ وَلَا مُنَازَعَةٌ لأنما بعثه وجب عليك تسليمه وعدم المنازعة فيه. And once you have sold something, you don't have any right anymore to, you have to submit that item that you sold, and you can't manage it anymore. فالتدبير فيه نقض لعقد المبايعة. So if you try to manage something, it means that you are going against the contract of trade, of the trade that you made. ودخلت على الشيخ أبي العباس المرسي رحمه الله تعالى يوما فشكوت إليه بعض أمري فقال. One day I came into the presence of my Sheikh, Sheikh Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi, رحمه الله تعالى, and I was complaining about some of my issues. فقال إن كانت نفسك لك تصنع بها ما شئت ولن تستطيع ذلك أبدا. If your soul belongs to you, then do with it what you want, and you won't be able to do it anyways. وإن كانت لبارئها فسلمها له يصنع بها ما شاء. And if it belongs to the one who has created it, then pass it, then hand it over to him so that he may do with it what you want. Sallama, it's just a term in the fiqh of trade. Sallama means to deliver an item. Like when you did the bay'ah, and you got your money, then you have to deliver the item, and that is called sallama, to hand over the item that you sold. So he's using that here. So taslim is to hand over your soul that you sold to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange for Jannah. So you owe him that taslim, that in terms of trade. So he said, so give up or deliver your soul to him, to the Creator, so that he may do what he wants. ثم قال. And then he said, رحمه الله تعالى, الراحة في الاستسلام إلى الله وترك التدبير معه وهو العبودية. That peace is in giving up to Allah and leaving management to him, and this is عبودية. وقال إبراهيم بن أدهم رحمه الله تعالى, نمت ليلة عن وردي فاستيقظت فنمت بعد ذلك 3 أيام عن الفضائل. فلما استيقظت سمعت هاتفا يقول شعرا: كل شيء لك مغفور سوى غفرنا لك ما فات بقي ما فات منا. ثم قيل لي: يا إبراهيم كن عبدا، فكنت عبدا فاصطبحت. And this is a very sweet story about Sayyidina Ibrahim ibn Adham, one of the early awliya from the one of the tabi'in, I think, very early people of tasawwuf. He told that he fell asleep one day, and without having done his wird. And when he woke up, he was very sorry. But then after that, he slept for 3 entire days. And he missed all his fard prayers, and then he woke up again, and then he heard a voice reciting this line of poetry, that we have forgiven you everything. Inshallah, the translation will come more professionally then. And then he says, and it was said to me, O Ibrahim, be a servant. So I was a servant, and then I could relax.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fifth cause, it is your knowledge that you are a property of Allah and you do not have the right of takbir for what belongs to someone else. You have no management or authority over what you do not own. And if you, O servant, do not contend in what you own, and you have no possession except what he placed under your possession, and in truth you have no possession or kingdom at all, but rather it is only tied to you by the Sharia, which has established the right of property and dominion for you, even though there is nothing in you that would necessitate any right for you to have any dominion. Then not to contend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what he owns is more appropriate and more suitable. Especially since Allah has said, verily Allah has brought from the believers their, verily Allah has bought from the believers their selves and their wealth. Therefore, it is not fit that a servant, after this selling and contract, should have any contention or management or right of direction, because what you sold to him is what you submitted and gave up control over, taslim, and the tadbir in it nullifies the contract. I entered one time into the presence of my Shaykh Sidi Abdul Abbas al-Mursi, radiallahu anhu, and I complained to him about some of my problems. He stopped me and said, if your self belongs to you, then do with it as you please, but you will never be able to do that. And if it belongs to its maker, then submit it to him, letting him do with it as he pleases and wills. Then he said, ease from troubles is incomplete and utter submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the abandoning of tadbir with him, and that is true servitude. Ibrahim ibn Adam radiallahu anhu said, I slept one night and missed my daily devotional exercise, wird. Then I awoke and I was regretful. Then I slept after that for 3 days and neglected the obligatory actions, fara'id. And when I awoke, I heard a voice saying to me in poetry, everything is forgiven you save your negligence and forgetfulness of us. We have pardoned you for what has passed, but what has come from us has remained. Then the voice said to me, O Ibrahim, be a slave. So I became a slave and found peace.